Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2399. Don't Wait for a Health Crisis by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas Eve if you celebrate, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to it as we optimize your life. Don't Wait for a Health Crisis by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. Don't wait for a health crisis to start taking care of your health. What are you doing here? You should be the last person I see here. This was how the chiropractor I went to for my injured back greeted me. The reason why he said those words is because he knew that I practice yoga and I take pretty good care of my health. After being in pain for a whole week and doing yoga stretches, using heat and ice and waiting for my injury to resolve itself, I was thinking the same thing about myself. And his words just added to the shame and guilt I was already feeling as I walked into his clinic. It turns out he couldn't help me. Getting worse before getting better. The following day, my injury got worse. I fell on the floor and I couldn't move. I experienced pain like I never did before in my entire life, and I'm no stranger to pain. The "I'm falling and I can't get up" commercial flashed into my head as I was screaming and crying for help. But my walls are made of concrete, and no one could hear me. In the midst of excruciating pain, it occurred to me that I had to do something. I couldn't just give up on myself. I started to slow my breathing down because I realized I was hyperventilating. And slowly and painstakingly, I crawled to where my cell phone was. I had to think clearly enough to make the right decision. It took everything I had just to focus. Miracles. First, I called a friend who is a physical therapist, and second, I called my best friend. I left messages for both of them. Later, they told me I was crying so hard they could barely understand what I was saying. But they knew something had gone very wrong, because they had never heard me cry like that. It was short of a miracle that the physical therapist called me within the hour. She usually has 8 to 10 clients a day. She immediately got into her car and drove to my home. My best friend's job takes her on the road Monday through Friday. But another miracle happened. That particular week, she had 4 days off. She too got in her car and drove 4 hours to be with me. Healing and compassion. When the physical therapist arrived, she quickly assessed what was going on with my back. She had experienced this before, and she knew how to help me. Within 30 minutes of getting her treatment, I could lay down without spasmodic pain. My best friend stayed for 4 days and cooked for me, cleaned my home, and made me laugh. Lessons learned. I learned 3 valuable lessons from this painful experience. 1, asking for help doesn't mean I'm not a strong, independent person. 2, asking for the right help makes all the difference. As an Ayurvedic practitioner, I know all about that. I know that nothing is right for everyone, and something is right for someone. And 3, I'm only human, and happens. I can be doing everything right and still experience pain and still get sick. But it is because of how well I take care of myself that I was able to experience relief after a 30-minute treatment and continue to feel better over the next 5 days. So I can't beat myself up for getting injured, and that chiropractor was wrong to judge me, especially with the kind of stress we all are under these days. Be gentle with yourself. I share this story so you too can remember to drop the self-judgment even when people around you are judging you. We are living in extremely and unusually stressful times. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, stress levels have increased since the onset of COVID-19. Stress generates more anxiety, depression, and fear, and it increases inflammation. So signs and symptoms like digestive issues, autoimmune flare-ups, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and high cholesterol can become more commonplace. A health crisis, that means, is around the corner. Give yourself a break. You're only human. Now is not the time to be hard on yourself. Quite the opposite. Be soft and kind and gentle with yourself. Don't wait for a health crisis to start taking care of your health. I also want you to remember that anything you're doing for your health and well-being matters, no matter how small. So don't give that up. Remember Bob Harper? He was a personal trainer on the hit reality TV show, The Biggest Loser, and he had a heart attack. So you might think, what's the point of eating healthy and working out if you still might get sick? Yes, anything can happen. But as Bob Harper shared in an interview, how you come back from what life throws at you has a lot to do with how well you were taking care of yourself beforehand. Yoga Nidra. By the way, while I was bedridden for almost 2 weeks, I practiced Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra is a healing meditative practice that is done lying down. While I was practicing this, it was the only time I experienced no pain. I encourage you to try it if you haven't already. You just listened to the post titled, Don't Wait for a Health Crisis by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. You've likely heard the old cliche that there are no guarantees in life. Sadly, it applies to following a healthy lifestyle too. When folks hear me talk about all the benefits of eating nutritious foods and exercising regularly and managing our stress, they often think that, well, if they perform these behaviors like I tell them to, they'll be immune to all disease. That somehow these behaviors will guarantee them a disease-free life. I only wish it worked that way. But what I can say is that if you perform healthy habits regularly, you will lower your chances of getting sick. And as Laura and Bob Harper mentioned, if you are following healthy habits before illness sets in, you're more likely to recover faster too. We know from lots and lots of studies that those that follow healthy behaviors regularly are less likely to get sick, like from a cold or the flu. But if they do get sick from either of those, which does happen, they tend to recover faster and have fewer complications. So again, following healthy habits isn't a guarantee of having a disease-free life, but it's well worth the investment. That's because it's going to dramatically reduce your risk for getting sick in the first place, and if you do get sick, you'll likely recover a lot faster. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful and happy Christmas Eve if you celebrate, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, for Christmas Day and episode 2400, if you can believe it, and where your optimal life awaits.